USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The American people are hurting. We're in the thick of one of the worst national crises in modern memory.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking there on the Senate floor on Wednesday regarding a new coronavirus stimulus package. The Kentucky Republican continues.
They need the House and the Senate to stop chasing our tails and make a law. We've spent July, August, September, October, and November trying different ways to create common ground.
Federal antitrust authorities in dozens of states are filing antitrust lawsuits accusing Facebook of illegally trampling competitors and buying up emerging rivals to secure the dominance of its 2.7 million member social network. The FTC is expected to file its own suit against Facebook in D.C. federal court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
A California restaurant owner's outrage over Los Angeles County's new outdoor dining ban is going viral after she posted an emotional video online. Angela Mardson, owner of the Pineapple Hill Saloon and Grill in Sherman Oaks, posted a video that showed a production company was set up right next to hers and they were allowed to be open. Meanwhile, she had to close the Pineapple Hill Saloon and Grill down. She joins MSNBC and says this isn't about politics.
It's about people, and that's what I keep trying to say. I don't blame Good Girl Productions or whoever was filming there. Like, the entertainment industry has been decimated. They need to work, you know. Mm-hmm. But small businesses, we are destitute. I mean, we're looking at something worse than the Great Depression.
Canadian health officials are approving the coronavirus vaccine developed by drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A Democrat sitting on the House Intelligence Committee is said to have been compromised by a Chinese spy.
Axios reported on Monday that a Chinese spy named Fang Fang, or Christine Fang, targeted up-and-coming local politicians, including Democrat congressman from California, Eric Swalwell. It suspected Fang was gathering intel for China as she courted and slept with up-and-coming politicians. Swalwell refused to discuss his relationship with Fang after the publication reported that she had sexual relations with at least 2 other politicians. In his defense, Mr. Swalwell blamed President Trump. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Going a little bit more in depth on this story, Texas AG Ken Paxton tells Fox News this story doesn't surprise him in the least.
You know, I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all if China was trying to infiltrate our political system. We hear about Russia all the time and the Trump administration, but this is a reality, and I think ongoing we'll see China trying to find ways to infiltrate our political system as they grow in influence around the world.
President-elect Joe Biden is formally introducing his pick for defense secretary. Retired four-star General Lloyd Austin will be the first African-American to run the Pentagon if he is confirmed by the Senate.
In my judgment, there's no question that he is the right person for this job at the right moment, leading the Department of Defense at this moment in our nation's history.
Austin retired from military service in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.